Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This morning, Pope Francis has issued a letter to Catholics worldwide condemning clergy sex abuse and the cover-up. He's also demanding accountability. It comes in response to last week's report from a Pennsylvania grand jury that clergy abuse was widespread across Pennsylvania for several decades and that there was a massive cover-up. Joining us now is John Allen, president of Crux Catholic Media and a reporter at the Vatican. Good morning, John, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Glad to do it.
So tell us essentially what this letter from the Pope says.
Well, this is a 2,000-word letter, which is titled A Letter to the People of God, meaning it is a letter to Catholics all around the world. He talks about the pain of victims, saying it cries out to heaven, was long ignored, kept quiet, or silenced. He says that we did not take care of the little ones, referring to children, that we abandoned them. He also vows to spare no effort to create a culture able to prevent such situations from happening, also to prevent the possibility of their being covered up and perpetuated. This, as you say, comes in response most directly to the blistering grand jury report we saw in Pennsylvania, although also in the subtext here is the fact that Pope Francis later this week will be arriving here in Ireland for the first trip by a pope in 40 years. And this is a country, too, that has suffered arguably the world's worst sexual abuse crisis. And I think the pope felt that in advance of that outing, he had to clear the air.
We should say that you're joining us this morning from Dublin, Ireland, ahead of the Pope's visit there. I want to ask, what do you think reaction will be to the Pope's letter, both within the church and among parishioners here in the U.S., who many parishioners in Pennsylvania this weekend and elsewhere around the country expressing great angst with the church after that report about the abuse in Pennsylvania?
Well, I suspect as this letter gets unpacked for people, the reaction is likely to be a mixture of gratitude and frustration. The gratitude, certainly, that the Pope has clearly acknowledged that simply apologizing and simply conceding past failures is not sufficient. He indicates that a new culture has to be built to address the problem. However, what he does not do is provide any specifics about what building that new culture would look like. And most concretely, he does not touch upon what many people would say is the central piece of unfinished business in terms of the church's response to the abuse mess, which is accountability not just for the crime, but for the cover-up.
Especially here in the U.S., where many Catholic parishioners and other observers are calling for bishops to resign following this report in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's right. And, of course, the number one name on that list would be Cardinal Donald Wuerl, currently the Archbishop of Washington, who comes under fire in that report for his role as the Bishop of Pittsburgh between 1998 and 2006. Specifically, three cases are cited of predator priests about whom then Bishop Wuerl had information, and yet they were allowed to remain in ministry. They were never reported to the police. If, when the dust settles, it appears that it is indeed the case that he dropped the ball in those three instances, that is exactly the kind of failure in management for which there needs to be accountability, and yet for which the church, at the present state of things, really has no mechanism to deliver it.
Let me ask you this question. The Pope has been using Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley as a point person on this issue of clergy sex abuse. What do you think O'Malley's role will be going forward now, especially since he's apparently dealing with his own investigation into possible reports of abuse at St. John's Seminary in Brighton, Massachusetts?
Yeah, I think there are two things that make it difficult to speculate right now as to what Cardinal O'Malley's role will be going forward. One, as you mentioned, is the ongoing investigation at St. John's. We don't yet know how that's going to shake out and whether there's going to be any suggestion of personal culpability on the Cardinal's part. I think the other is that there is a growing sense that the Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors, which is the body Pope Francis created, at the beginning of his papacy to advise him on sex abuse issues. Some are becoming increasingly critical of what they see as the failure of that group to really sink its teeth into this problem. Now, at present, I don't think there are any signs that Pope Francis has lost confidence in Cardinal O'Malley, and I believe he continues to have strong credibility among victims and survivors. But whether his wings will be clipped going forward because of these other dynamics remains to be seen.
John Allen, president of Crux Catholic Media, a reporter at the Vatican. Thanks a lot, John. Appreciate your joining us this morning from Dublin.
Glad to do it.